When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We will get to Bills Thrills in a second. Before that, though, a quick plug for our friends in Holdridge at First Rate.
First Rate!
Full-service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 26 years in business. Jeez. Please reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris and mention the ticket.
The ticket! You want to stop and see Parker. I'm telling you what.
Parker.
It's just so much. Tomorrow's conference call.
Yep.
So we'll discuss what's going on in harvesting tomorrow. Tomorrow's a harvest only call.
Is that right?
Yes. We're done with protection. We're done with things. There's no more going into the fields. That's not as far as protection.
Okay.
The crops are ready to come out. We're just terrified of a hailstorm right now.
Ooh,
that would be horrific.
That'd be bad.
Yeah, do you get right hailstorms this time of year?
I don't think you really do.
It's
but it
can happen.
Always possible, I guess. Yes. So anyway. Love those guys at Holdridge.
Parker and Chris.
Yes, at First Rate Ag. And like Bill said, the conference call is tomorrow.
So I'll fill you in on what's going on.
Please do. You take notes on that.
I will.
It is time for a Wednesday edition of Bill's Thrills. Let's fire it up. Here we go.
Some call him the most interesting man in the world.
That is setting up the morel mushroom bonanza.
Okay. Yeah,
this is going to be a bonanza.
Mushrooms grow better with thunder and lightning.
Others call him coach. But to everyone else, he's Bill.
I want to get one of those military ab stimulators for us to wear during the show. Have you seen? I sent it to you today.
It's time for Bill's Thrills on Early Break. Sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors.
Yes, as always, Bill's Thrills sponsored by Dirk, Scott, and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors, the ATMs, the cash cows of Lincoln. Please call them at 402-730-7387 for a free consultation to plan your financial future today. It is a wild card football facts Wednesday today. Bill, what do you have for us over there?
Football facts, and again, me and Jake, we always get together every morning early and do some bonus research.
That's right.
We had some things hit today, which I'll hit on in a second.
Flip that envelope.
Everything's on an envelope.
Out of the pantry.
I like the envelope.
Out of the pantry. Yes. Get the envelope out of the pantry, please.
Laura, get me an envelope. Pronto.
Football Frenzy Wednesday. Football Frenzy Wednesday. We're going to talk. So a couple things. Oklahoma's quarterback, Jackson Arnold. 5-star, highest recruit they've ever had, the future. Started in the bowl game for him last year when Dylan Gabriel's going to go to the NFL. But they let Dylan Gabriel walk. They let him out. Probably a salary cap situation. How do we pay for both quarterbacks? What do we do for, how are we going to do this? And they let him walk. He was remarkable, Dylan Gabriel was, for Oklahoma. He was 10-2 last year, beat Texas. And by the way, he has Oregon undefeated, and he's throwing at 84%. He's completing 84% of his passes. He's going to be 84. He will be a Heisman Trophy finalist. Not say he wins it. Right. He will be a Heisman Trophy finalist, especially if somehow he beats Ohio State or has a big moment on a big stage, which he hasn't had yet. But just think about that.
And then what happened to Jackson Arnold?
How tough is this on the HBC? Because they have now benched him. They started a freshman.
Benched him.
And now, I mean, right now, Oklahoma is in disarray.
Okay, now
they're in complete disarray.
Will they go back to him?
In the comments made by the HBC, he said, he's going to do very well in the future. Jackson Arnold. He didn't say he was going to do very well here.
Okay.
Just say he's going to do very well in the future. And so all of a sudden, imagine the disarray. You're starting out a true freshman. So we're going to talk about a mayhem game. Mayhem game is this week. Auburn, Oklahoma goes to Auburn.
Ooh.
Auburn, they're all over Auburn. They are killing Auburn.
Auburn.
Whoa.
Lost
you
Arkansas.
Think so?
Well, no, no, no. They're killing them in the media. Oh, oh. I mean, right now, they're all over Hugh Freeze. Hugh so Freeze, bad, yeah. Because he's thrown players under the bus. So now there's been all this pushback by, like, what are you doing? They're 2-2. They, you know, they have all these situations. Now they play Oklahoma. If they lose, mayhem. If Oklahoma loses, it's mayhem also. They'd be 0-2 in the league, and you've lost to Tennessee and to Auburn.
Okay, they'd be 0-2 in the league.
And things are upside down right now. The quarterback's out. And the quarterback was just, it was horrific against Tennessee.
This is why college football is so beautiful. Because Oklahoma-Auburn is fascinating.
And it's not a game of like, well, that's the number. That's where game day is going to be. No. But it's the most fascinating, and it's two teams of like that where the expectations are unrealistic sometimes high, but I mean they're high,
and the emotions run so high.
Oh, it's
Oklahoma football start SEC by going 0-2.
I'm glad pressure. You said that about being beautiful, Sip, because I'm curious if where Bill's going next, if you feel the same way.
Okay,
I'm going to go one more real quick. Sure. I'm going to go to that
one. Yeah, that's
fine. Did K-State push their quarterback out to win a national championship? Did K-State? They told him. You're out.
who are we talking about?
See you later.
Will Howard.
Will Howard. You're out. How's it going for him? So K-State lost to BYU.
Right.
So chance they lose again. So they're not in that same mix. And also their quarterback who got told no is now the starting quarterback for potentially the best team in the country. And all of a sudden, Will Howard's not losing that job. He's playing really well. He's doing all the right things. They run the football. Can you imagine how great? I was in Manhattan, Kansas. Where are you at now? Well, I'm in Columbus, Ohio.
And who do you got at your skill positions?
Your two running backs are the best two running backs in the country. The two top draft picks at running back, whenever they go, they're both at the same school.
Quinshon Judkins and Travion Henderson. They're better than a lot of NFL backs right now.
That's correct.
And they're at Ohio State.
Right.
And they're stacked at every spot. But just imagine that if you got put out by that. All of a sudden, it's like, yeah.
Pretty good deal.
You got told no.
Pretty good deal.
See,
no sometimes is a good thing.
Sometimes, yeah, don't get yourself all freaked out.
No.
They called him in the office and said, listen, we're not doing it. You're done. We're going with the young quarterback. Which isn't a bad move. I see why they went with Avery Johnson. Mm-hmm. Didn't play great against BYU.
No, but, I get it.
And I'm not saying Will Howard wins that game for K-State. But it's incredible. But here's the one that's the most where we did the bonus.
Okay, now what are you saying,
today.
Jake? What were you?
This is incredible.
This happened late last night.
Listen in. UNLV is having their best start of their lives. This is like Randall Cunningham time. They're 4-0. Are they ranked?
They're not ranked. They're like
26 or something. Yeah,
they're good though.
But right now they're one of the lead stories to make the playoffs.
They're good.
They're the lead story to make the playoffs. Last night their quarterback transferred went to USC, who's not starting for USC. So their starter left. They went to Holy Cross and got a starter.
Yeah, Matthew Sluka.
Sluka
can't throw it, but he's a good runner.
Good runner. He's playing out there 4-0. This is the best UNLV's ever been.
Don't tell me he got in trouble.
Oh. And no, it's better.
It's even better.
He retired yesterday. He said that they're not paying him as they promised they would, and he's going to keep his red shirt year.
Do you want the statement, Bill?
Yes.
This is his own.
Okay, this is incredible.
This happened about midnight last night. This is from his own Twitter account. Yeah. He says, Matthew Sluka, I have decided to utilize my red shirt year and will not be playing in any additional games this season. I committed to UNLV based on certain representations that were made to me, which were not upheld after I enrolled. Despite discussions, it became clear that these commitments would not be fulfilled in the future. I wish my teammates the best of luck this season and hope for the continued success of the program. He's done. They're 4-0. They're 3-0. He's done.
They're one of the lead stories in college football right now. Barry Odom is doing an incredible job last year. Barry Odom is probably going to be someone that's going to be named in jobs next year. But now he's left the team. I love this one. Good luck to my teammates.
Right.
If I'm his teammates, I'd want to fight him.
Yes.
I would want to fight him.
But they don't anymore.
Now,
not some will. There'll be a few. But I bet the prevailing thought in the locker room is you get yours, buddy. You get yours. No, you're doing the right thing.
They beat Kansas. I mean,
I watched the guy. He's good.
3-0, and he's just walking away because of NIL. They get fulfillment still.
Yo, that's an incredible story.
Well, me and Jake got in there early. We went over it.
Now, hold on.
Yeah.
Is this just a power play by him? Is he going to get his money now, then come back? Can he do that?
Sure, he can.
Well, I don't know. Could you announce you're walking?
So I guarantee it. Here's the one thing that is known.
Leverage play.
It is well known within the locker room. Exactly. He said it out loud. They told me I was going to get this, this, and this, and I've only got this. And so everyone knows it. It's not a surprise. There's also, you know, a lot of billionaires walking around that live right in Vegas, live right there. So I'm surprised when things weren't going like, hey, we're 3-0, what was promised to him? But here's where the whole thing lies. Because of there's no union and there's no collective bargaining, the only bargaining side you have as a player is to play well and do what he just did. There's no bargaining side to
it.
Because there's no contract.
Right.
There's no contract. If Jeff Sims stays at Nebraska this year, mm-hmm. is his NIL deal the same as it was his first year?
No.
No chance. No chance it is. But there's no contracts. There's nothing there. When there's no collective bargaining, you can't say if you collective bargain, you can have a contract and you could go to administration and say, listen, I was promised this. I've not got this.
If there are contracts, I just don't know how.
But if you don't have it,
they can be broken fairly easily, is my guess.
Yes, there's a lot of things to it, but this is a power play,
a leverage play.
We're not even mid-season. They're having a great. This guy's playing well.
This is an amazing story.
And he said, "I'm done until I get
this
paid."
What if I characterize it this way, guys? Now we love college football, and it's been an incredible season already. But this is a hole in the game of college football.
It's a huge hole in the game.
Yeah,
this happened last year at North Carolina State. The same thing happened.
You can't have this. I'm
not playing anymore because I'm going to use up my redshirt year. Here's the part that's amazing. He's rushed the ball well. He hasn't thrown it well at all. What are his numbers?
It's a terrible throw.
He has 320 passing yards, but six touchdowns and a pick.
In three games.
I'm sorry.
He actually has 328 passing yards in three.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Games total.
Think about that.
But six touchdowns and one pick.
So a little play action.
I watched him. He can't throw.
So my point is, he's holding out. Where's he holding out to go? You think he's going to Clemson?
No,
he's not going.
He can't throw it.
So basically, he might be holding out. Like, well, Wyoming will pay me more. Okay, good. No. Enjoy that. How's that going to be? Why would you not be like going? I'm going to go on the ride
this
of my
is
life.
An amazing story.
I'm going to go on the ride of my life here at UNLV. And
Barry Odom.
I might be able to get him in the playoffs. I might be able to go undefeated with him.
What are you thinking if you're Barry Odom? Now, some of this depends on who the backup is. Maybe they got a good backup.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
That's the question. Is that maybe Barry Odom would say, oh, our backup's fine. I don't know, though. But God, it's a hole in the game. It's going to happen again, too, probably, right?
But it's incredible. I just want to know what the locker room is like. And they all know this was coming. So I just can't. The hard part that I have is like, they didn't promise him insane stuff. He's from Holy Cross.
Right.
No one knew who he was. He got in the portal. He went to UNLV.
Couldn't be insane.
And
right?
So when this was like, hey, we're not getting this. I'm shocked they couldn't be like going, hang on, we'll take care of it. And it's taken care of. I'm shocked it's not taken care of.
Well,
because they didn't make some crazy, we promised him $9 million.
Right.
No, it didn't.
No, I'm sure.
On YouTube, GP says, since he's not an NFL guy with the stats,
he wants
his money now because he won't get money in the NFL probably.
But still, it's
he won't make it to the next level as a quarterback.
It's a cash grab. So it just strikes you as just a big cash grab. But I got to get mine now.
I would have, who knows? Who knows what I would do at this spot? I would think of myself as a parent, as a dad. I'd be like, Dad, I'm going to sit out. I'd be like going, how about this one? Let's rethink that. How about if you get your ass back in the locker room and go play? Let's try that one out. Let's try that one out. Attaboy. Knock it off.
Yes.
You want to get NIL, you want to be, guess who you could be? Also, have a great year at UNLV forever you own Vegas.
Right. You get to work. What are you talking about? You're going to quit the team, really? You're quitting? Yeah. I mean, 4-0 and you're quitting on your guys. Hey, didn't you have any relationships at all with these guys?
I'd be like, going, and then also, what are the odds that it's going to work out still? So now, let's just say they come back, they're like, okay, they make it right. You're still that guy.
You quit.
You're still that guy.
You quit.
And here's the part that's interesting is that if Jake is accurate, which I know he is, they've just played three games.
Three. They're 3-0.
And you can play four.
Okay.
So he's choosing to do it now. He's choosing to do it now,
yes,
which is very odd to not be. But it is some there. And then the other part you don't know. The other part you don't know, because on the other side of this, if you flip the coin, and he was promised something. If you're promised something, a ton, and they do nothing, they tell you, as a person, would you not be upset? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be upset. If they promised me, hey, we're going to do this,
be.
This.
I guess. Go, hey, I don't know.
I sat in your office.
Yeah.
You told me this, this, and this.
I'd have to know the particulars.
And I know, and I got nothing from this.
Yep.
That would also, I could see that.
So they had a bye week. They didn't play this last week. UNLV, they beat Houston 27-7. Utah Tech 72-14. Kansas 23-20. Did not play this past week.
Who do they have this week?
They play. They host Fresno State.
Huge game.
Big game.
Huge game.
I mean,
it's an incredible story.
They can't work it out. Huh.
Like,
and I hate now, Bill, I mean, I don't like to be judgy on that, but I don't know how much I got to know on this. I'm just amazed. I'm just going to say it's a hole in the game in college football.
That's the biggest story. It is. It's a hole, but it's happening all the time. The crazy thing was, I'm not even sure where he went to, but the quarterback who was the starter at North Carolina, who then said, I'm done.
Yeah.
He transferred in the portal.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever he went to, now he's third string.
Yeah.
So it doesn't always like that.
It doesn't
so this
always
may,
work.
May happen here. All of a sudden he goes to wherever. But he's not going. There's no one. Do you really think Missouri's like going like, hey, we're going to lose Cook. How about the guy from, what's he throw for? 100 yards a game.
No, he's not that type of quarterback. No. I mean, he's good. He can really run. I watched the Kansas game.
Yeah. And they'll struggle probably because what's on film now as a D coordinator? He can't throw it. He can run.
No. We're gonna stop when the run. I mean he can't throw it, yeah. I mean he can't throw it.
He was 7-for-18 against Kansas.
Yeah,
he's
7-for-8.
Wobbly balls, missed open guys. I mean,
he ran the ball well. 130 yards.
He's a tough kid.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a really tough kid.
Not very accurate.
God, no.
We'll track that tomorrow in the days to come. But that is Bill's Thrill, sponsored by Dirk Scott and Ty at Mid Plains Advisors. Let's play the game show. Give us a call right now at 464-5685. Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. It's a wild card Wednesday, and this is very wild carding. We're getting close to an election.
Who's going to win the election?
That's not the question.
Oh.
The question is, vice presidents of the past in this country. Do you know your VPs of the USA? We're not going back to the 1800s for crying out. I'm going recent presidents for the most.
I don't. This is good. Jake.
The potential for embarrassment is incredibly
presidents
high.
Presidents of the past.
We were okay being dumb. We're not okay being embarrassed.
We are supposed to be experts on this. It's fine.
We are your friends. Why do you want to expose our stupidity?
I don't understand
that.
We're okay being dumb. We're okay with that.
We are jocks.
We might.
We don't even know sports that
way. That's why it'd be funny today. 464.
Can't even win what stadium they play in.
Shut up, Tim.
We're supposed to name the vice president?
Right now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, shut up, Sipple! No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
Let's see how this goes on Vice Presidents of the Past.
I'll just say this. I will get even with you. I will get even with you.
How so?
Nothing more. Bill?
Yeah, he knows that we could be the fools.
That's not true.
He did it on purpose.
No.
It's okay.
I think we'll do okay. I would not do great on this, to be fair. So, okay.
All right.
We've got...
Let's try.
Josh. Josh, how do you feel about vice presidents of the past in the USA?
You know, I'm going to make my government teacher proud, hopefully, today.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah. Josh sounds smart.
Dead.
All right. Bill's a lifeline for one question, as always, for Sip. I'm not trying to embarrass anybody.
That's
here.
Fine.
Really not.
You're fine.
First question to you, Josh. Who was Gerald Ford's vice president?
I think I know that.
Oh, Gerald Ford would have been right in the time of Carter. I'm going to go with, this is wrong, but Walter Mondale.
Ooh, that was my guess.
That was a good guess. Do you think you know it? I'm okay if you fire a bullet.
You don't have to take this. Hold on. If you want to, you can.
Gerald, come on. Shouldn't we know this? This is in our wheelhouse. Yeah. His VP. No.
Gonna pass. That'd be Nelson Rockefeller.
Ooh, didn't know that.
Didn't know it.
No.
Okay, sip.
First. Okay, Jake, that's scary because we had no idea.
I think you'll get some of these right.
First, that name is incredible.
That's a great Nelson name. Nelson Rockefeller.
Well, they're very wealthy.
Okay, family. Sip. First question, Bills in play. Who was Jimmy Carter's vice president?
Again, wheelhouse. Something we should know. Jimmy Carter's. Well, maybe, do we just go back to, let's go to Mondale.
Yeah,
brilliant. Walter Mondale is correct.
That was going to be my guess, and it was going to be, and it was a random guess.
And that's correct. So, okay. Josh
Walter ran for
there.
President too at he one did. Point. Yeah,
he did. Yes. All right, back to you for the tie. Last question, Josh, down 1-0. Who was George H.W. Bush's vice president?
That was like 10 years ago.
Say that again.
Dan Quayle.
Brilliant.
Not George W. Bush. George H.W. Bush.
You kind of look like Dan Quayle. You do. Wouldn't you say Bill kind of looks like Dan Quayle?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit.
Tan.
If we get this one wrong, I'll be... If this one is incorrect, I'll be... Is this for the win? This is for the win. Okay. Bill's in play.
Dig in, Bill.
Who was Bill Clinton's vice president?
This is incredible that we don't know this.
Can you give us a hint?
You should know it.
That's not a hint.
Steve, this is where you come in. You're going to class and stuff.
Bill Clinton was from
Arkansas.
From 92 to 2000, is that right?
Yeah.
His era.
He had a good run.
As the president.
Yeah, president.
Eight years.
We should know this.
5 seconds on Bill Clinton's vice president. You got Walter Mondale right, which is a good get.
It wasn't his wife.
You would have had Dan Quayle, right? 5 seconds.
Hillary.
It wasn't Hillary.
Four.
Come on, Steve.
Three.
Spiro Agnew.
No. Now, he was a VP.
Yeah, I know that.
Right.
For Nixon, is that right?
Yes. I think so, like yeah.
How'd you not go Nixon?
Do you want that one, Josh, for the win or not?
Yeah, I'll take that. The man's credited for the internet and also the spousal kisses on the stage.
How do we miss that?
And that is Al Gore.
Brilliant!
I thought that was the layup of all of them. It's fine. Hey, you got Walter Mondale, and you would have had Dan Quayle.
It's not fine.
Nobody's giving
it
out.
Al Gore's not fine.
This is a sports show. We don't know all this stuff all the time. You did well.
Jake, I appreciate what you're saying. I do.
Sometimes you get lost in the moment there.
Neither of us got out.
Probably one of the easiest ones there
were. He invented the internet.
I thought that'd be the easiest question.
I agree with you, Jake. That should be.
Josh, nice to win. We'll get you bagels. Nice win.
This is embarrassing.
Well, I have to worry about the UNLV quarterback.
You too.
So I don't have sometimes to do history.
All right, well,
horribly embarrassing.
Tiebreaker for you, Bill. How old was Nelson Rockefeller when he passed away in 1979?
91.
Ooh, God, that's a good guess. A couple notches higher.
He's only 70. 70 years old?
It wasn't a good guess.
It wasn't a good guess.
We are horrifyingly bad.
No, you weren't. Hey, you got Mondale, and you would have had Quayle, right? You would have had Dan Quayle?
Yeah,
I think so.
Don't feel bad. It's fine.
You didn't get Al Gore.
It's fine.
Yeah, that's
he
hard.
Invented the internet.
That's hard.
He's sort of responsible for this show.
That puts us below 500 on the
Duke's
on the
mad at us. He just texted that we're doing sports show.
Yeah. Well, we don't know sports that well either.
Hey, Duke, Wild Card Wednesday can be anything. It can be Lincoln Intersections. It can be famous Tims. It can be vice presidents. Yeah. That was wild.
Hey, Duke, come on.
The spillover's next on Early Break on the Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.